Hello?
Yes.
Hi, this is Angel from New York Opinion Research, and today we're talking to people in your area about local issues, and your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential, and I assure you this is not a sales call. What's your zip code?
11411.
Okay, thank you. And are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, thank you. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. And what is your year of birth?
I'm 63.
Okay, thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Black.
Okay, thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Associates.
Thank you so much. And for whom did you vote in a 2020 general election, for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Okay, thank you. And as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain? Will you probably vote? Is there a 50-50 chance?
Certain.
Okay,
definitely.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not all...
10.
Okay. Thank you. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. I'm sorry?
I believe 10. Whatever the max is, I believe my vote helps sway the community.
Okay, thank you so much. And please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat agree. Neither agree nor disagree. Somewhat disagree. Strongly disagree.
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? So for each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or it does not matter at all. So the first statement is the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Does it matter a lot? Matters somewhat?
A lot, yes. That might be it. Matters a lot.
Okay, and protecting LGBTQ rights matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all.
It matters somewhat, it matters.
Okay. And protecting abortion rights matters a lot.
Matters a lot.
Thank you. And the final one is election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate.
Matters a lot.
Okay, thank you.
Matters a lot.
Okay, thank you so much. And we know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, Nothing Will Stop Me, I Want to Vote and Will Probably Vote. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote, and no chance I will vote.
Nothing's going to stop me.
Thank you. And protecting LGBTQ rights? Nothing will stop me. I want to vote. I don't probably will. If it's convenient, I'll
I want to vote. I want to vote.
Okay, thank you. Protection abortion rights. Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will.
I want to vote. Second one, I want to vote.
Okay, thanks. And the final one is election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate. Nothing will stop me. I want to vote.
There you go. Nothing. The first one. Nothing will stop me.
Okay. Thank you. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump,
Kamala Harris.
Okay, thank you. And if the 2024 election for the Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, Republican candidate, a third party, or independent? Or are you on the
side? Between Democrat and independent, depending on the candidate.
Okay, you're undecided.
No, I'm saying, depending on the candidate, it'd be Democrat. Or I wouldn't vote Republican because they don't represent my interests as of yet.
Okay. Great. So for the responses, again, we do have Democratic candidate, Republican, third party, independent candidate, undecided.
Democrat.
Okay. Thank you. And if you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you to be in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated? Somewhat more motivated? No change? Somewhat less motivated?
No change. I'm still voting regardless.
Okay. Thank you. And
how much longer is this? How many more questions are there?
Well, we're at 65%, so just a couple of more questions.
Okay.
All right, so how much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot? Some, not much, or nothing at all?
There's a plane going over my head. Can you say that again, please? Can you repeat that question?
Sure, I'm so sorry. How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot? Some? Not much? Or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Okay, thank you. And here's the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. So add certain protections to the state Bill of Rights, adds anti-discrimination provisions to the state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender, identity, and pregnancy, also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote put these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution, and no, leave these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I would vote yes, I believe, if I heard you correctly.
Okay, thank you. And based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would provide protection on the basis of gender, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, put protections for abortion in the state constitution, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, give voting rights to immigrants, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, prohibit housing discrimination, prevent discrimination based on age, and strengthen voting rights?
Undecided.
Okay. Let me read the options once more.
Sorry?
I'm going to read the options once again. So based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would provide protections on the basis of gender, strengthen protections for newcomers with disabilities, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, give voting rights to immigrants, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, prohibit housing discrimination, prevent discrimination based on age, and strengthen voting protections?
I'm not sure. I got to pass on that one. I'm not sure.
Okay. Would you like me to read them over again?
No, thank you. I'd rather just pass for this time so I get a chance to read it.
Okay. Would you like me to read you the amendment once more?
No, I would not. I said I'm going to pass on this one. I need to pass on that one until I get a chance to actually read it and consider it. I don't have to answer every question. I know you would like me to, but I don't have to. Understand?
Sure, no problem.
Okay.
Okay, let me move on to the next. Give me a moment.
Are you still there?
Here.
Oh.
So I'm just waiting for it to come up. I'm so sorry it's taking so long. I'm still here with you, okay? I'm so sorry it's taking so long. Okay, so thank you so much. Unfortunately, my system is not bringing up the rest of the information, but thank you so much for answering all of the previous questions, okay?
Okay, have a good night.
You too, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.